Welcome to this week's special edition of Community Tides. This is Chris Ricker, and I'm here with my co-host, Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation, to explore new paradigms, new events, and new dynamics right here on our beloved Olympic Peninsula. And when I say beloved, I have a reason for saying that today. The village of Queets is located on the Olympic Peninsula in the northwest corner of the Quinault Indian Reservation. It's just off Highway 101 near the mouth of the Queets River, which flows west from its headwaters in the Olympic Mountains to the Pacific Ocean. The Queets people have lived in Queets River watershed since time immemorial, and there have been settlements throughout the Queets River Valley, with at least 16 settlements recorded along the Queets River. Queets people have traveled up and down the river and coast seasonally. The imposition of the allotment system confined the Queets population to the current village location. And in 1929, the first highway was built from Lake Quinault to Queets. In 1931, Highway 101 opened up, linking Queets to the northern Olympic Peninsula and providing a vehicle route across the Queets River. Today we have tribal elder Jean Ramos on the line, and I'm going to bring up her telephone. Jean, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Chris.
Good to hear your voice, Jean.
Is it Yvonne or Siobhan?
Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan. That's my niece's name.
Siobhan would be Irish.
Hi, Jean.
Irish through and through. Our tribal elder, Jean Ramos, is with us today, and she was a former administrative officer with the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Alaska, and she's also the former executive director of the Ho Tribe. And Jean has been following this year's canoe journey. She's online to tell us all about it, and she lives in the village of Queets. Jean, you're actually on the road now. You're catching up with the canoes today on the coastal route.
Paddlers. Catching up with them in Niebe today.
We want to thank you for joining us here on Community Tides.
Thank you for inviting me.
Jean, it's such an exciting time when canoe journey begins, and we're all looking forward to welcoming the canoes next week. Before we look forward, let's look back a little. I was wondering if you could start by telling us the history of canoe journey.
It started in 1989 by a Quinault elder, Emmett Oliver. He wanted to bring back our canoes because when they put us on reservations, they cut our canoes in half so we couldn't go from village to village or take our ancestral highways to where we wanted to go anymore. And so he got a cedar and started canoe journeys so that paddled to Seattle. I think he only had like four crew, but he started that. Now it's turned into an enormous gathering of nations, Pacific Northwest. The last time I went was in 2018, I believe, or 19, and there were like 10,000 Native at Lummi and Puyallup.
Jean, let me backtrack a little bit. So the traditional tribal canoes were actually cut in half?
Yeah, so we couldn't travel.
It's just amazing. Had there been any kind of a tradition like this prior to that?
I don't recall anything. Uh-huh. This is just grown and grown from one Quinault canoe to Seattle, and there were over 100 last time I was on canoe journey. Last time we had canoe journeys. We had to miss it for a couple of years because of COVID, and this is our first year. So everybody's excited, and it's going to be epic when we get to Muckleshoot.
Who is participating this year?
All the coastal tribes. Warm Springs actually paddled the Columbia River to the ocean, and they're coming up the ocean side. And then the canoes from Canada are coming down on the other side of the Puget Sound, and we're all going to meet up at Muckleshoot. We stop each day at a different village and pick up a new canoe family and our couple families. I think there were seven that came out of Quinault or something like that. Lapush canoes joined us today, pull out of Lapush, and we're going to Macaw, then we're going to Elwha, then Jamestown Tsklallam. And each stop along the way, we have protocol. We ask permission to come ashore in their land to dance and sing and feast with them and join with them to follow us on the ancestral highway, and we all take off again with the new tribe, and it just builds and builds. We pick up people all along the way. They're coming from Canada. I only went on one Canada journey to the Campbell River. It's so gorgeous up there. I think next year we're going to Nanaimo.
British Columbia, Oregon, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some canoes that came from New York. Seneca, I think. They trailered their canoes over and paddled. I don't know if they're doing that this year. I don't know how many people are going, but it's going to be a huge party. It's protocol is going to go for 7 days, 24 hours a day. Each canoe family gets up and sings and dances and passes out our gifts. You know, Native way is not how much you accumulate. It's how much you can give away. And so that's what we do. We give at each port of call, and then we ask permission to leave the territory, and we get back on the highway. That's why they call it Indian time, because we go on the tide. Watch your clocks, actually, but that's our clock is the tide, when we can launch our canoes.
And then also, I have to tell you, as an ally, standing there on the beach and watching the canoes land is a very moving experience, especially the protocol, where the tribes ask permission to land, and then they're granted permission by someone representing the tribe on the shore.
I ask to do that when we pull into Port Townsend, because I'm not paddling. For health reasons, I didn't paddle, but I am getting on the canoe at Jamestown, and I'm going to be on the canoe when we pull into Port Townsend so I can ask permission to come ashore.
Okay, you're joining them at Jamestown.
Uh-huh.
You've been following as much as you possibly can physically to go to each landing point, haven't you? Yeah.
That's the fun part. I went to La Push last night, and they had an awesome dinner. They sang, and the girls danced. I love watching the girls dance. They're so beautiful. And the drumming, they were still drumming when I went to sleep. It's good to fall asleep to the sound of the drum.
Jean, how can non-Indigenous people be respectful allies and supporters on along the journey?
Just join us. We're here to have fun. We're here to celebrate. COVID's gone mostly, and we're going to celebrate that and being able to reunite with people we haven't seen since pre-COVID. Everything's pre-COVID or post-COVID. And so, like I said, it's going to be epic, I believe, up at Muckleshoot this year, because they are a fantastic tribe. It's just going to be an awesome event. And you can come and watch. It's not just tribal. Anybody can come. Everybody is welcome.
Hey, Jean, can you describe the Quinault canoe for us?
The only ones I really know is I'm from the village of Queech in West Jefferson County.
Yeah.
And we have the Lee Chulis. It's a one-seater tree canoe. It's built for ocean going. I guess they stood almost straight up when they went out of the mouth of the Queech River the other day.
Whoa.
And one of the paddlers ended up in the lap of the paddler behind him, but he kept paddling, and they made it out of the mouth. I wish I had a picture of that. If you look at James Hobucket Shale online, mm-hmm. He is doing some fantastic videos with his drone. He's driving the support boat following the wolf coat. That's Richie Underwood's Quinault canoe. And it's the one that broke up into five pieces at the mouth of the Ho River. And they put it all back together now, and they've been paddling since Tohola the other day. They left on the 19th. The elder's canoe is called the Chupa. That means the grandfather. And this is actually the first year we had a Quinault Elders Canoe Society. We just put it together a couple of months ago, and I'm the vice president of that. And Reggie Ward's our president. And we put together the elders, like those of us who missed canoe journeys when we were working or out in the world and couldn't participate. Now that we're older, elders, we can actually join in the fun and have fun. I follow along, but I wasn't part of the Queech family, but I wanted to see the whole thing. And this is starting from the bottom with the Canoe Society, the Elders Canoe Society. So I want to watch it grow and see how many paddlers we get, because it's a drug-free and alcohol-free event to get our people clean and just have fun without outside influence like drugs and alcohol. And we're trying to get that out from our people, decimating us.
And for our listeners that just dropped in, we're speaking with Jean Ramos, the tribal elder over in the village of Queets, and she's on the road tracking down all of the landings for the Olympic Coastal part of the canoe journey. Your words about trauma and getting clean are taken to the heart, believe me.
Yes, that's one of the major factors is wellness. I think that's the name of the Lapush canoe, is the wellness canoe. It's just to promote wellness.
Jean, is it across all ages that are participating?
Absolutely. The elders are down to the children, from the oldest to the youngest and from the youngest to the oldest. You should see those little girls out there dancing, and they got young guys pulling. They're the ones who kept the canoe going, and, you know, the elders get tired. But I don't think there's any going to paddle until we get to Jamestown.
Is there a large group of folks who are following along on land as the landings happen?
Yes, and we're called ground crew. We put up the tents and make the meals for the paddlers so that when they land, they have a bed to lay down on and food for their bellies because they're tired, you know, after being on the water for 11, 12 hours, especially ocean water. They had a rough time the day before yesterday because it was kind of choppy out there. James was showing me his videos last night, and it was amazing.
Can you repeat the name of the gentleman you said is posting the videos?
His name is James Hobucket Shale. And he said they were putting one of his pictures on the front page of the Daily World today, of the Quinault canoe that was leaving Tohola.
So I'm definitely going to look him up, and I just wanted to remind our listeners, I believe the canoe landing, canoe journey comes to Port Townsend, is it next Wednesday, the 26th?
No, we're leaving on the 26th. We're actually landing on the 25th. That's when we'll spend the night, and then we'll pick up whatever canoes are there, and we're going down to Port Gamble, Suwamish, and then over to Alki Beach. I believe that's the route.
And what time and what place should the community be there to participate?
I'm not sure. I'll have to find out because, like I said, we go on the tide. And so it depends on how long, what the tide is. And
well, we wish you and all of the journeyers a wonderful, wonderful and safe trip. And we look forward to welcoming and supporting in whatever way we can.
That would be awesome. That's all what it's all about. I love East County now. We go over there for Rhododendron Festival, and they put us up at Fort Warden, and we just have a wonderful time. We were in the parade this year, the Rhododendron Parade, with our canoe, the Lichiwis, and we got an award for Best Visiting Community. And so that was just an awesome event. Plus,
Jean, that was a wonderful time. That was really a wonderful time. Hey, listen, we want to thank you for joining us here on Community Tides, and safe journeys yourself. And
I forgot to tell you.
Go ahead.
I forgot to tell you. I also own a business. I was one of the four picked out of 30 small businesses to do a video for Jefferson County. For my business, Tribal Sovereignty, Indian tea.
I thought that was you. Your tea is amazing. I had a chance to try it. It's amazing.
It is. I almost forgot to pitch. Oh, well.
Thank you, Jean. So, as always.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
See you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.